feet, hands, thighs, noses, ears, and eyes. You were very nicely dressed, being decorated and bedecked with varieties of ornaments and weapons. Seeing you in the form of Lord Vishnu, your symptoms and form being transcendental, your legs extending from the lower planets, Lord Brahma achieved transcendental bliss. Lord Brahma sees the Lord, in other words, in the universal form. But Lord Brahma, being completely pure, could see the original form of the Lord as Vishnu, having many thousands of faces and forms. This process is called self-realization. Genuine self-realization consists not of perceiving the personal effulgence of the Lord, but seeing face to face the transcendental form of the Lord. As distinctly mentioned here, Lord Brahma saw the Supreme Lord as Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna also saw Krishna in this same way. Therefore he told the Lord, Parandrama, Parandrama, Pavitram, Paramandavam, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Anideva, Vindamam. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. The Lord is Parama Purusha, the supreme form. Purusham Shashvatam, he is everlastingly the supreme enjoyer. It is not that the impersonal Brahman assumes a form. On the contrary, the impersonal Brahman effulgence is an emanation from the supreme form of the Lord. See, in the Bible it is described how the Lord once appeared in the form of a burning thorn bush, and it is described that it was actually impossible for anyone to look into this light. So here we hear that the Lord is the origin of the whole Brahman effulgence. Therefore, in the Upanishads it is said, my dear Lord, this is so glaring, and you are so bison in the Augen, is so shrouded, that I have to request you to please take this effulgence down so that I can see your face. Brahma could see the supreme form of the Lord. The impersonal Brahman cannot have heads, noses, ears, hands and legs. This is not possible, for these attributes are attributes of the Lord's form. The word Mayamaya means spiritual knowledge. This is explained by Madhvacharya. Mayamayam, Jnana Svarupam. The word Mayamayam describing the Lord's form should not be taken to mean illusion. No, rather the Lord's form is factual, and seeing this form is a result of perfect knowledge. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan manam papatyate. The word jnanavan refers to one who is perfectly in knowledge. Such a person can see this personality of Godhead, and therefore he surrenders unto the Lord. The Lord's being symptomized by a face, nose, ears, and so on is eternal. Without such a form, no one can be blissful. The Lord, however, is Sachi Ananda Vigraha, as stated in the Shastras. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachi Ananda Vigraha. When one is in perfect transcendental bliss, he can see the Lord's supreme form, Vigraha. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Dandakya Devatayatvat Prithivim Vyapyadishtati Evam Vyaptam Jagat Vishnu. Oh, welcome, Hare Krishna, Vrindavan Dust in your dhoti. Very nice to see you, Radhe Guru. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I'm in the lecture, but I'm just so glad to see our Raji Prabhu, I will be even gladder to him, sing the new Nagasi is learned. Brahmatmas Sandhanashana. The Brahma saw that as aromas and colors spread throughout the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead pervades the cosmic manifestation in a subtle form. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nikti Namine Namaste Narasvati Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nira Vishesha Shunyavani Paskajari Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Kandra Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this verse, it is described how Lord Brahma has a revelation of the universal form, a form where he sees thousands of faces, feet, heads, hands, thighs, noses, ears, and eyes everywhere. This is the vision of the universal form. Actually, here in Mahabharata, that Krishna displayed this universal form in on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Now when he was at his way home to Dwaraka, he met a saint called Utkala in the desert. And Utkala, he said, Krishna, it is only because of you that this cruel slaughter of the Kauravas took place. You are the controller of everything. Why have you not averted or avoided that such a battle would take place? Krishna, I am so angry with you, I curse you. I think now I have the last of my audience. Everyone has decided to listen this morning. Yes, you have heard properly. This saint Utkala was so angry at Krishna that he had arranged by his mighty potencies the battle of Kurukshetra. He knew that Krishna was the fire of death for these many, many soldiers. So he must have been a pacifist and therefore objected strongly. Now Krishna said, my dear Utkala, don't curse me. It had to happen this way. I am the inevitable karma or time factor which brings people in contact with their good and bad reactions. It was not due to me that Duryodhana and all his brothers were killed. It was due to their own offenses against the Vaishnavas. I was just time which brought their reactions to them. And another point, Utkala, you should never curse God. this is not good. In the past, a great and powerful man had attempted to kill the Lord Kapila, but their anger reflected back on them, just like light which is coming into the mirror is reflecting back. So the anger was so strong that this reflection of the anger has killed them. Don't curse God, Utkala. It is not good for you. But I am very pleased with you, nevertheless. What do you want? So God was great. I'm such a mess. I'm sorry, but if you can do me a favor, please show me your universal form. I have heard that it was fantastic when you revealed it on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So at this moment, the Lord, being the well-wisher of his devotees, even if they are a little temperamental and don't behave properly, manifested a partial representation of the universal form and showed it and surprised and pleased Utkala. Now, you can see Utkala was not really on a very high state of devotional service. And yeah, it is described that the devotee is always favorable in his attitude towards God. He wants to please him. Utkala didn't have this. He was some kind of Mishra Bhakta. And therefore the Lord revealed to him nothing more than this universal form. He didn't reveal to him the forms which Arjuna saw. In the same way, Lord Brahma is not going, is seeing the universal form. The universal form is not the form which is of interest for the pure devotees of the Lord. The pure devotees of the Lord, they do not want any form of the Lord in this material world. The universal form is only a form that the Lord shows how he is present in this world. But the pure devotees, they aspire for the transcendental world of Goloka Vrindavan, where the Lord is present in his loving pastimes with his pure devotee. They want to see that Lord who is in his Trivanga form, playing the flute and attracting all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They want to see the Lord expanding himself in as many forms as gopis are there and dancing with them the rasa dance. And they want to see the Lord walking besides the gopis on the bank of the Yamuna. The pure devotees of the Lord, in other words, are not really interested in the universal representation, or let's say the representation of the Lord in this world as a universal form. They're not so interested. One thing which I feel is very important, which I have discussed yesterday with the devotees, is that we understand that beyond this material world is the real world. This is not the real world, Taco. This world of matter is not what is our reality. We may have to work as long as this body is with us in this world of matter, but it is not the real world. The real world is somewhere else. Life is somewhere else. We are here in this world like prisoners who are living in a prison. A prisoner may have adopted his lifestyle to the needs of the prison. In other words, he may use the prison telephone. That means you speak in the toilet and the other can hear some big signals from his toilet. Acha. In the prison, one is confined in his movements to a very little prison cell. He has to eat very unwholesome food, which is supplied by the prison authorities. His, we say, free time is used walking in the court of the prison, you know, the little innenhof courtyard of the prison. This is not the real life. It is just the life of imprisonment. And Bodhi in this world, therefore, wants to break free from the confines of his mind and body, and therefore is not so much interested in the form of the Lord which is manifesting in the world, in the prison, so to say, of creation. He is of existence. He is interested in the form beyond. One of such devotees is Srila Gopakrishna Babaji, and I wanted to read a little bit or speak a little bit about him in this very transcendental vision. When we hear examples of devotees who are living in this world but who are really outside of this world, we also can become encouraged to follow their transcendental vision, and we can also become transcendentalists who are not so much concerned about what is happening in the three-dimensional space called the present house of material existence. I will read you a few selected passages, and I think you will enjoy it very much, and your life will gain a new dimension today. Let us see. Once there was a new devotee, a Babaji, who wanted to live in Navadvipdham. So he went to the queen, who possessed some of the land, and purchased one third of an acre from her. The land, it was a beautiful piece of land, to construct a little kutia house for himself. So he came to Gokushudas Babaji, telling him of his good purchase, the gute Einkauf, you know, how he had gained this land from the queen, how he felt so absolutely happy to now build a little cottage for his bhajan there. And Gokushudas Babaji commented, the holy Dharam is purely transcendental. How can an ordinary queen own some of this transcendental land? And how is it that someone can buy from a queen who doesn't possess this land a piece of land? Don't you know, in one molecule of the dust of the holy land, holy Dharam, there is more wealth than any amount of wealth in this world, because one molecule of the dust is Chintamani, it is spiritual. Now, who of you has gone to the holy Dharam? Who of you has seen the Chintamani? Maybe Adi Shesh. The pure devotee, when he sees Vrindavan, he doesn't see a dusty town in the remote corner of India infested with pigs and monkeys. He sees kalpavriksha trees with golden leaves. He sees the river Yamuna, not as some river which is full of garbage. He sees nectar flowing. Yes, Gopakrishna's Babaji, he was a resident of the transcendental world, and his food was the mud of the Ganga. It was enough. Everything was in there for him. All water life, all minerals, all vitamin C, all protein skis, everything was in there. He was totally happy with that. Mm-hmm. Once someone suggested to him to go to Calcutta to have a bullet, as what is spectacles made for him. And he said, I will never leave the spiritual world and go to the material world called Calcutta. And then, at that time, his disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is the only disciple he had. He said, oh no, we must take care of him. We must give him medicines. His eyesight becomes weak. And I must wash his clothes and take care of him. Lord Vishwanath Babaji said, I will never accept service from anyone. I am a maid servant of Sri Radha. I am a servant. How can I accept service? And he ran away and he hid for 45 days somewhere where no one could find him. Because he did not consider himself guru or, you know, big person. He considered himself a maidservant, a transcendental body he saw himself, you know, the transcendental identity. So, the same book is shown as Babaji. Often gave very beneficial instructions to devotees, and I want to read you a few of those so that you can be benefited. So, many devotees came to him recognizing that he was actually out of the prison, so to say, that he was in the transcendental dimension. But often they did not hear, get the answers they expected. He very often sent people away. Oh, there was someone, a rich man, who wanted to get instructions from him, and he said, I can't give you sweets. I can't give you nice words. I can't flatter you. Go to those who can give you sweets and nice words. In other words, he saw this person was not really interested in having getting spiritual instructions, but he wanted to decorate himself by becoming a disciple of Gopeshwaras Babaji. Now, one of these devotees got such a heavy instruction, and he left the association of devotees. Gopeshwaras Babaji said, at this moment, please notice that those sadhus who speak sharp words to drive away the witch of the illusory energy are actually the only real devotees of Krishna and the only friends of the living entities. See, when we approach a sadhu, we should not expect sweets from him and nice words. We should desire those instructions which drive away the witch hexen of illusion. He said, the conditioned living being experiences the distressful, that's life on a tantan that I've got, quarreling of his wife and close relatives. And he's rudely treated by them until death. Yet he never desires to leave their association. On the other hand, he absorbs himself in trying to serve them. But when a devotee of the Lord, who's always desirous of the living entity's ultimate welfare, chastises him just once with instructions meant to drive away Maya, then that conditioned entity immediately makes plans to leave the saintly person for the rest of his life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes, there is no question that the power of the words of the pure devotees possess the power of destroying the evil desires of the mind. The sadhus in this way benefit everyone who associates with them. The very word, Shunas Bodh Sadhu, has no meaning other than this. He stands in front of the block with the uplifted sacrificial knife in his hand. The sensuous desires of men are like goats. The Sadhu. I am so angry because Prabhupada also gave me this chastising words. The sadhu stands there to kill those desires by the merciful stroke of the keen edge of the sacrificial knife in the form of unpleasant language. Do you know this picture? When they bring a goat before a sacrificial block, then there is a man with a knife and he goes like, wah! Cut the poor guy, the goat's head. So in the same way, the sadhu, by his merciful instructions, cuts our illusion to pieces. Go one way. This is the instruction of Gaur Kishordas Prabhuji. Once, we have here a new Grihastha, we want to dedicate some words from Gaur Kishordas Prabhuji for the Grihastha ashram. Once a new Grihastha came to Gaur Kishordas Prabhuji and asked, how should I deal in the Grihastha ashram? And he said, give up the feeling that your wife is your servant. By thinking like this, you will remain bound as a sense enjoyer in this world. You should serve your wife. It is rare in this world to find Vaishnavis. You should see your wife as an eternal servant of Krishna and serve her in this way. Go to Shodas Babaji. Now, as I said, he was in another world. And this becomes very clear when once the proprietor, owner of the Dhamshala in Navadvip, Mr. Girish and his very pious wife came to him and said, Gurudev Babaji, we want to offer you some rooms. It would be so nice if you would stay with us. Please come. You will be well taken care of. And Gurudev Babaji, you know, all the day he usually was felt the mood of separation from Raya and Krishna. When he was young, he had left his household after the death of his wife. The wife died at a quite young age. And he went immediately to Vrindavan. And imagine what he did there. He just traveled from one tree to another and just lived under the trees like the Muslims. He would spend his time in crying for Radha and Krishna. Hey Radhe, Pradhani Vike, Chalalite, Enanna Sumukota. This is from the mood of Bhajan of Gaur Kishordas Prabhuji. Where are you, Radha, with your friends? Are you now at the Yamuna? Or are you near the Govardhan Hill? Or are you at the Vamshivata tree? Where are you? There's this wonderful song of Srimati of Gaur Kishordas Prabhuji. It just says in epic that this unfortunate person is going through Vrindavan crying, Radhe, Radhe, where are you? Where are you? He's going sometimes through the narrow lanes crying, Radhe, Radhe, where are you? This whole song is all about how he yearns to be accepted by Srimati Radharani. So, when he was elderly, which was staying in Navadvip of the time, and Mr. Gilish, and he met this very nice couple, very nice Grihastha couple, who wanted to serve them by taking care of the stay. And he said, can I tell you very honestly what my desire is? And Mr. Girish said, of course, we want to serve you. There are so many materialists who, in the name of interest in Krishna consciousness, in the name of interest, they come and approach me. But they all have materialistic motives. They don't come to me any longer. Please, let me stay in your toilet. No. How can she offer you the toilet? Said you, Mr. Girish, this is not done. Oh, please give me the toilet. Then no one will come. So he just changed the exterior of the toilet, made it nice from outside, then he just washed the toilet like anything. But he was afraid, first he wanted to put a new floor and new walls in the toilet, but then he thought, well, then he's not going to come. Then he will be angry at me. So then he said, just to be sure, and there will be two rooms for you, just next to the toilet, for your servants. If you want, you can stay in those rooms. But Shodas Babaji stayed for 6 months in the toilet, and you will only hear him chanting from morning till evening, just in a very deep voice, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this now, he used to bolt the door, you know, close the door from inside. No one could go in and see him. Once a dear disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur came to get his blessings, and Krishnadas Babaji said, I'm not feeling well, please don't come. You know, he was in the Vrindavan, please don't come. There was no light in the toilet also. And then he said that, I am the servant of your servant. Then he opened the door, and this devotee is Bhakti Pranyan Keshava Maharaj, and he's the sannyas guru of Srila Prabhupada, of our Srila Prabhupada. And then he said, I'm very happy to see a servant of Siddhanta Saraswati. And he put his hand on the head and said, may you become fearless in your service to your spiritual master. He blessed him like this. And immediately this devotee felt so much ecstasy in the heart that whenever he remembers this, the ecstasy comes back. So nice, so wonderful. So just next to the toilet there were these two rooms for the assistance of Prabhupada's Babaji, but then there was another room. And in this room, one imposter, Maru, his name was Maru, he came, and he also said and chanted and imitated him. So this Prabhupada's Babaji tolerated it, but one day he just shouted out of the room, you are only thinking of women and of money. What are you doing? This so-called chanting is a disturbance. See, this is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He has said, Dushkama Tobi Kishel Vaishnav. He has said, my dear mind, you think you are a Vaishnav? You go and chant, but all you think is money and women. You are a cheater. So this Maru. And then he said, and don't you remember yesterday you stole the Lakshmi, which devotees put before my door, and they stole, you stole also the food which was meant for, not for you. In other words, Gopeshwar was Savagyan, and he was all-knowing. He could see everything at any place. So this man fell back. And then the next day he developed, because of his offensive mentality, a disease, and his people had to carry him out of the room next to Gopeshwar Prasad. This is going, anyways, there are many, many things to be said. I am just preparing a seminar on Guru Kishoras Babaji. I want to give seminars on all the Vaishnava Acharyas, ending with Srila Prabhupada, and you will hear many wonderful things. The last leela I want to say, that once there was one Kailash Bandyopadhyaya, a university director, and he came to Gopeshwaras Babaji to get some instructions. And Gopeshwaras Babaji said, "Very good, you should stay here with me for a Hari Bhajan. Worship Hari." Mr. Bandyopadhyaya replied, "Yes, for some time, but I have a return ticket for Calcutta." So I looked back for the Aizman. Babaji Maharaj was totally astonished at this and said, "You have booked a return ticket? So why have you come to me? There is no need of you coming to me if you have booked a return ticket." Very good. According to my understanding, only those who are genuinely interested in Hari Bhajan come to the Dhamma. See, for, this for you might sound harsh, but for Gopeshwaras Babaji, this is not the reality, this is the prison. Don't forget, my dear prison inmates. Don't forget, this is not the reality. Hopefully I won't be criticized for this. I'm not saying to you, just in general, the material world is not our place. He couldn't understand, fine, you have a return ticket, and you come to the Dhamma. How strange. What's wrong in your thinking? you don't need the ticket, the prison, you don't escape the prison, right? And then you say, next day I must go back into the prison. You stay outside the prison. So Hare Krishna. Obviously, we can't imitate these very exalted souls. The reason why I was speaking, it is also described in Shastra, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is for Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Yam yasya yam nava prema yasyam milati chetasi antaravani bhirapyasya murutra shushta sudurga. Even a most learned scholar cannot understand the activities and symptoms of an exalted personality in whose heart love of Godhead has awakened. It is not possible for us, if we would try to live on this platform, we would maybe come to fall. But it is very important for us to know the goal, to know and take solace, trust, and confidence that this world just goes through it. We do the best we can with our body and mind, and trying to use every minute in the service of Krishna, and this way make something valuable out of this existence. how much prayer it is to remember Sinha and Guru Kishore's Babaji. I have already done Jagannatha's Babaji. He is also one of these great towering personalities in the firmament of Bhakti, right on the horizon of Bhakti. Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding this or any other subject?
Yeah.
I think this is not the right way to put the question. What do you think about him? I can tell you about his glories.
Yeah.
I think this is what you want to hear. Yeah?
I found this book, somebody read it. And I want to read it.
Yeah.
And,
someone said, don't read it.
Yes.
Yes.
Now what can I do?
The information in this little book is not so... Anyways, I don't want to get... there's better information in the world than in this book. Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji, yes. He was an avaduta. Vajranamandi. One here, and he would always talk to his deities. I heard that once, when he would serve his own Nitai deities, and he had another set of deities, Radha Krishna deity, and the Gopal deity, five deities he had and served, but he lived with them. So once, he went to pick vegetables and cook for them. When there was a boy who just somehow, he may have not seen him or something, he rumbled against him. And Vansika's Babaji fell in such an unfortunate way that his foot was hurt. So he came back to Gornitai and he said, why have you sent this boy? I'm only in your servant. I'm cooking for you. Why have you sent this boy? Now I will not cook for you any longer. And for one day he didn't cook. Then the next day he cried before the deity and said, sorry, you are my life, you are everything to me, you know this. But why do you always play around with me in such a way? Then he cooked. Please forgive my offense, I was a little temperamental. Vansika's Babaji, a mode of worship, however, cannot be imitated by us. It is very difficult for us to understand it. And I think the kind Vaishnavas meant well in recommending you not to read the seed. We cannot follow the example of Vansika's Babaji. He's on a totally different level. Totally different level. I read sometimes he would, you know, he would fast for 3 days thinking it is Ekadasi, and sometimes he would eat grains of Ekadasi thinking it was not Ekadasi. And he was very transcendent. There are things which I don't even want to tell in this forum about Vansika's Babaji, because I don't want to be able to understand. And maybe commit offenses, because he sits just not in this world any longer. Good and bad as we perceive it don't exist for such souls any longer. They are beyond the duality of material existence. So I think the devotee wanted to protect you against, you know, misunderstanding, because it's very dangerous if we misunderstand these great souls. Oh, Vaishnava Parad. Any other questions? My dear fully enlightened Heidelberg audience, are you reading daily in the books? these questions are not only questions, it's Vaishnava exchange. It must be there. Then we meet and talk about Krishna. This is the time. So to have something in mind for the next time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaura Kishore Babaji ki jai, Gaura Premanand ki jai, Sri
Vaishnava Maharaj ki jai.